I'm Mark Bayshore. You're listening to Current State here on WKAR. It's every citizen's right to film the police. Those are the words of ACLU Michigan Executive Carrie Moss. The occasion was this week's announcement that the Civil Liberties Organization would offer a free smartphone app that enables users to videotape police encounters. The Mobile Justice Michigan app would then automatically send the video to the ACLU for review. Michigan becomes the sixth state ACLU organization to offer such a device. To learn more about the app, we welcome Daryl Dawsey, Communications Director for ACLU Michigan. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Explain why ACLU Michigan is offering this app.
Well, we think that it's important, particularly in light of many of the recent incidents involving police misconduct, that citizens have a tool that allows them to record and report incidents of suspected police abuse or other forms of misconduct, and to be able to relay that information to somebody who will consider it and take the appropriate action without having to fear having their devices confiscated or their SIM cards taken out and destroyed.
There are three operations that this app makes possible. The first, and maybe the easiest to understand, is just the video record function. You engage the app and you start filming. What happens to that video then, once you're done?
That video is automatically sent over to the ACLU, depending on your particular affiliate's application. I mean, we've rolled this app out in other states as well. So it goes, your video shot through the ACLU of Michigan Mobile Justice MI app is sent over to the ACLU of Michigan, where it is, where it will be viewed and considered again for any appropriate action.
So your attorney will examine the video and determine if it's actionable then?
Well, as an organization, we'll view it, and yes, we will determine what action is necessary and appropriate given what we see.
In the app, is the heart of the app then the fact that it automatically sends the video to you?
Yeah, that's the great thing about it. Again, we've seen instances where people have had their cameras and their cell phones taken by authorities when they've attempted to film them. Here in Detroit, there was an incident, I believe back in 2013, where a Detroit Free Press reporter, and this is a newspaper reporter, had her camera taken by officers as she was filming on a public street, and her SIM card mysteriously came up missing after the camera was returned to her. The great thing about this app is that when you shoot the video, it automatically is sent over to the ACLU. So even if your cell phone or your camera is taken from you or your SIM card is destroyed somehow, that the evidence that you shot is still usable.
We're talking with Daryl Dawsey, Communications Director for the American Civil Liberties Union Michigan organization, about their new app, Mobile Justice Michigan, which would automatically send video of police encounters to the ACLU for review. There's a discussion right now involving what happens to video once it's recorded. Let's assume you're in possession of a video in which flagrant harassment or some unjustified action by the police is caught on video. What will you do with that video?
I don't think I can state with any certainty, because that depends on a number of different factors that I'm not in control of, and I certainly can't predict right now. I can't say with any certainty what will happen, but I can guarantee you that we will get the video, and I can guarantee you that we will be viewing everything that comes across to us, and we will take the appropriate action based on, again, the factors that are involved. Because every individual case is distinct and unique, I can't comment on that.
But do you plan to offer it to the police as well?
Well, it's offered to the public. It's free. It's downloadable. The police officers are free to download it. In fact, we encourage them to, because we do.
I mean video. Once you come into video, the police would have access to that as well, or would you have to offer it to them?
Well, the video would be sent over to us, so it would be a matter of us providing the video.
Yeah.
Again, I don't think that I can say with any certainty that we're against or for providing the video in any particular instance. Again, it's all about the individual cases. So I can't predict exactly what's going to happened. I just can assure you that the ACLU will be taking all the videos that come over to us seriously, and that we will take the necessary and appropriate action. That much I can guarantee you.
There is a witness function to this as well. What does the witness function do?
The witness function it sort of serves as a beacon. It sends out an alert when somebody is stopped by the police, or if there's some kind of encounter with the police that they're concerned about, so that community members can then move toward the location and document that interaction.
Now, who is this for, Daryl? Who do you feel will benefit from this?
For who's the app for?
Yeah.
The app is for the app is for the people of Michigan. It's for citizens. It's for anybody who wants to download it. Anybody who is concerned about police misconduct and who is concerned about justice and making sure that these sorts of incidents are recorded, so that we can have some level of accountability and hopefully, some change. This is for anybody who is concerned about the protection of our freedoms and who feels that that government ought to be held accountable for what it does.
How is law enforcement responding to this?
From what I've heard so far, law enforcement has been pretty supportive of it. I think that, you know, any police officer who is really interested in justice and in doing the right thing would not have a problem with something like this. I mean, I've heard from police officers who say that, you know, they're as interested in holding bad officers accountable for their misconduct as anybody else, because they feel that these officers put them in a bad light. So I would think that police officers who really are serious and professional about doing their job would applaud something like this, because, you know, it gives them an opportunity, gives us all an opportunity to hold offenders accountable. And again, I think that is the first step to a community having control over its police department and to initiating the necessary change that we need to see.
A Macomb County Sheriff's Department employee, Lieutenant John Michalki, told the Free Press that his department was largely supportive of citizens videotaping the police. I'll quote here. He says, "For officers in the process of doing their job legally and justifiably, we don't fear people videotaping." He did add, however, he was concerned about the privacy of citizens involved in police encounters. I mean, they can include people in really embarrassing situations inside their homes. It's not unthinkable that they could end up on YouTube. Does he have a point there, Daryl?
This is an application that's designed for people to record police officers in their interactions on the street. We aren't in anybody's home. I mean, you can take a cell phone into somebody's home. You can do, you know, anything that you don't want to do in terms of shooting or filming in somebody's home. This is an application that we're encouraging people to use in terms of police interactions in public spaces. We're not really trying to address issues of what goes on in people's homes. Although we do encourage citizens, homeowners, to film police interactions in their homes. If they are concerned about how the police are conducting themselves. Yeah. We absolutely would encourage homeowners to do that.
Okay. Daryl Dawsey's our guest. Daryl's with the ACLU Michigan. We're talking about the new smartphone app that ACLU Michigan is offering. The Mobile Justice Michigan app would automatically send any video recorded of police encounters to the ACLU for review. It also has other features. Daryl, assuming video becomes more prevalent in policing, and that seems to be baked in the cake here at this point, are you concerned that, I mean, we've heard so far that law enforcement is more or less supportive and receptive to this idea of greater transparency, of more videotaping, but what about the future? Are you concerned there may be some kind of pushback from law enforcement at some point?
I don't think so. I'm not concerned about it at all. I mean, first of all, you know, we live in a surveillance society. I mean, there are cameras on your traffic lights. There are cameras on buildings all over your cities. There are cameras on people's homes. And there are cameras that feed video to privately owned surveillance centers in some of the major cities around the state. So, you know, people are being, the common citizens are being videotaped every day, whether they like it or not. And we're not particularly crazy about just, you know, the mass surveillance state that that we're seeing sort of unfolding here in the U.S. But, you know, we do think that it's very important that government officials be held accountable. We do think that it's very important that police officers be held accountable. And so if we're going to see this explosion of surveillance of common citizens, I would think that the police would have no problem finding themselves as a part of that. I mean, they need to be viewed. We've seen too many instances where officers, unfortunately, have misbehaved and then lied about it. And in many instances, in some instances anyway, those contradictions were captured on video. We've seen Walter Scott get shot in the back, and a police officer claimed that, you know, he was he somehow initiated the shooting. We've seen here in the southeastern Michigan area, we've seen a motorist by the name of Floyd Dent, beaten. By police officers.
So, Daryl, we've got to let it go. I'm afraid we're just about out of time.
All right.
We wish you luck. Daryl Dawsey is a communications director for the American Civil Liberties Union of Michigan. Thank you.
All right. More than welcome. Thanks for having me.